Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the street.
Full of problems.
Have you surrounded? Come up with your hands up.
Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
All right, just after 12 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM in cable, www.citr.ca online. You're listening to Generation Annihilation. My name is Aaron.
And my name's Andy.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not bad. We got a good show for you today. We have an interview lined up with Kyle from Calgary's Knucklehead, who will be playing in town here November 2nd. Yeah, we've had Knucklehead on the show a few times, and if you don't know them, yes, they are from Calgary. And yeah, we started things all off with Cringer. We played Cringer. Why did we play Cringer?
Because Lance Hahn just passed away.
Yes, he died of kidney disease. He was 40 years old, and yes, he was best known for playing Cringer from about 1984 to 1991, and then he went on to play in J Church, and he also was the operator of Honey Bear Records, and he wrote some very excellent columns in Maximum Rock and Roll, which will be missed by myself, of columns about actually, articles all about anarcho-punk bands. He did a great job with that. And he was supposed to put out a book all about anarcho-punk bands, but that didn't come out, obviously.
Well, apparently, almost done, so maybe somebody will finish it up.
Yes, let's hope. Yes, there was another anarcho-punk book that came out. But anyways, yeah, the song we heard from Cringer was called Pay to Play. That's from a Maximum Rock and Roll compilation going back to 1989 called They Don't Get Paid, They Don't Get Laid, But boy, do they work hard, kind of like some of us here, eh? We're not getting paid.
Bit of a hint there, eh?
Yeah. And anyways, yes, like I said, he was 40. We've got to pay some homage to some other people that passed away. Paul Raven, he was 56. He was the bass player for Killing Joke, and he also played in Ministry and Prong. He died in Geneva, Switzerland. And Paul Fox, The Ruts, he died at 56 as well. I never got to see The Ruts, but I did get to see Killing Joke. And we're going to hear some Killing Joke, but first, we're going to hear some stuff by The Ruts, If there's something you'd like to hear in this show this week or in the upcoming week, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. This is The Ruts with the late Paul Fox.
Anxiety. Hey. You burn the streets, you burn your houses with anxiety. With anxiety, but that old burning, that old burning. With anxiety, but that old burning, that old burning. That old burning. You burn the streets. You burn the ghetto.
Right, it's about 18 minutes past the hour here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Generation Annihilation. We started all off with The Ruts featuring the late Paul Fox, who passed away last weekend. From the Grin and Bear It, Captain Away Records reissued a track called Babylon's Burning. And Killing Joke followed, featuring the late Paul Raven. He played bass for Killing Joke. I think he started on that album, Fire Dancers, and he also played Ministry and Prong. And the song we heard was called The Gathering. And we follow that up with this local act, the Spectres, from the Cold War 7-inch on A Whisper in Darkness Records 7-inch. And, yeah, Message from Above was the name of the track. And we ended things all off with a brand-newly recorded cover of Borstal Breakouts, and that is done by Knucklehead. And are you there, Kyle, from Knucklehead?
Yeah.
Hey, not bad. So yeah, that's your latest recording there. It's a cover, Borstal Breakout, eh?
Yeah, we actually recorded it a little while back in the studio, and we haven't done anything. So haven't done anything with it, rather. So figured we'd send it out to you and give it a test run.
Yeah, it sounds great. Sounded great when I listened to it last night, and just sounded great as well. It doesn't have that Cockney sound that the original does, but I think the words are a lot clearer with you singing them. Well, a lot clearer probably on this side of the pond anyway. So
yeah, I guess so.
Have Knucklehead done many covers before?
Yeah, we've done a few. We did a long time ago, 10 years ago, we did California Sun. We did cover of Joan Jett's Bad Reputation.
I remember that. That's on the first record, right?
Yeah, that's on Little Boots. That's actually not our first record. It's our first widely distributed record.
Okay.
It was our second full length. That was way back. 98, I think.
And how many?
99.
What was the first full length?
The first full length was called Another Neurotic Episode, and it was released on a local label called Melodia and distributed by Sonic Onion. They didn't print a whole lot, and it was sold in Canada, and I don't know if you can get it anywhere now.
Okay, and so this will be the you guys are from Calgary, and how long have you guys been around now? You guys, this will be the I guess about the fourth time I've had you guys on the show. It's always been a pleasure. This time it's a phone call before I've had you guys in the studio. But how long have Knucklehead been around now?
We actually formed in high school, so we've been around for a long time. Say a good 12 years anyway.
Right on, and you're still playing a lot. It's been about about a year and a bit since you were last out in Vancouver here.
Just about a year to the day, I guess. We came out last year in October and late October, so this will be just about 12 months. And we'd like to get out there more often, like, you know.
Well, you guys are coming here though. You guys are coming here next Saturday though, or next Friday. Sorry.
Next Friday at the Anza Club with Sound City Hooligans from Kamloops, and I understand there's been a couple other changes to the bill with respect to the local bands who are playing. So I'm not totally sure who's playing with us.
It is the Sound City Hooligans, though.
That's Sound City Hooligans for sure, and then there'll be a couple of local bands as well.
Right. Oh, yeah, Alternate Action are off the bill, so they're. They'll need somebody to replace them. But, yeah, that'll be next Friday. It'll be a good show. And, so that's a new recording, Borstal Breakout. What made you guys decide to do Borstal Breakout?
We did that. We did it actually as part of our, in the same session as some of the songs we recorded for New Blacklist, actually. So it's been sitting around for close to 2 years now. And we just, we just did it when we were in the studio for fun.
So the new Blacklist,
that
was the last release, and have you guys got any new recorded material out, or coming out, sorry, I should say?
Yeah, we haven't been in the studio for about a little over a year and a half now, so we've been writing songs, and we're just getting ready to go back in here. Probably early in the new year, we'll hit the studio and start recording another full length. So.
Right on, and that'll be on Stumble again, or?
I don't know, we haven't talked to him about it. I think he's interested, and, you know, We haven't really spoken about details or anything, but there's a good chance it would be out on Stumble.
Right on. Yeah. Any new songs you guys have written that you'll be playing live next Friday?
There's a couple we might consider, but we're not sure. We haven't played much of our new stuff in town here yet, and we usually test it out in town just to see how comfortable we are with them before we take them on the road, so I'm not sure what the other guys are going to want to do.
And you guys
I'm usually a little more aggressive with that kind of stuff, but the other guys, they like to stick with, when we're hitting the road and stuff, we like to stick with things, the songs we know.
But we will hear songs like Compromise California, all the Avarice and stuff like that, of course?
Yeah, sure, I'm sure we could do them.
Right on, so yeah, that is next Friday, so... Yeah, hope to all see you down there. That's at the Anza Club. So, hopefully expect a new Knucklehead album in the year 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully sometime in mid to late 2008, we should probably have another full length out. And we'll probably try and make it out to Vancouver probably again in the spring or something.
Right on. Cool. Yeah. Since it's been a while, so yeah, some of these bands come through. I know the Wednesday Night Heroes come to town. It used to be like about three or four times a year. They've cut it down to about one or two. But yeah, it seems like you guys come out every year, year and a half sort of thing. So yeah, be cool to see Knucklehead come in town more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Vancouver is one of our favorite towns to play. So you know, the only drawback is it's a pretty long drive with not a whole lot in between, right? So.
Are you playing anywhere in between Calgary and Vancouver, or you just come straight here?
On the way home, we're going to hit Kamloops. So Saturday night, we'll be playing in Kamloops at Chili's.
Right on. And you guys are playing in Calgary tonight as well, right?
Tonight, yeah. There's the Castle Pub. There's the Castle Fest, they call it. It's just like a punk rock festival that runs Friday and Saturday. And so we're playing tonight.
Excellent. So, yes, that is next Friday that Knucklehead will be playing. And, yeah, thanks for calling, Kyle.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. And, look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Yeah, I'll be there for sure. And we're gonna play some Knucklehead now. This is the first track off the new Blacklist record. It's a track called Cosmetic Youth.
Cheers.
Thanks, Alan. Stay there.
Yeah, cool. Thanks a lot.
Right, thanks to Kyle from Calgary's Knucklehead for calling up there. And yeah, that was from their last full-length, Cosmetic Youth. He probably said, he probably heard me talking with him over the phone because I forgot to turn my mic off. I still make these same mistakes over and over again doing this show after all these years.
Come on.
Get it together.
Get it together, man.
Yeah, okay, but yes.
The same thing.
Yes, that is from the, like I said, from the new Blacklist record that came out in 2005, and they will be playing with the Sound City Hooligans, who we're about to hear right about this time. And if you'd like to hear something, or if you'd like to tell us how to do a better radio show, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBCCITR.
I'd like to see someone try.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
All right. This is the Sound City Hooligans. We'll be playing next Friday with Knucklehead. We'll be right back.
Knucklehead. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. And yeah, we ended that set all off with the Sane Street Brawlers out of Texas from the Story of a Wasted Life release on Shattered World Records. The track we heard was called The Youth. Meat Market by The Fallout, and the set before that, that's from their Dismantlement release on Insurgence Records. Fallout from Toronto, Ontario. And we started things all off with the Sound City Hooligans, We Live As Boys Should. Long Shot Music, and the track is called Molotov Cocktail. And Andy's got some tunes next. Who are we going to hear?
We're going to hear a band called The Cooters. This is off the Profane Existence compilation from their issue number 54.
They're from deep down south.
And The Cooters are going to do a song called Krusty.
Patrol, their gang's in control. they'll be watching you. Mind what you say. Big Brother's on his way. Are like sharks patrolling the water, smelling the blood, out for the kill. Better watch where you swim. The future's kinda dim. Society's a bay, and you fall in prey.
Malcolm from Christ on Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
You'll be at peace with
Well, we're a little lacking on the Halloween content today, but that was kind of scary. Who was that, Andy?
That was a band called Cuff. And if you spell it as K-C-U-F, spell it backwards, you'll know what it means. That's off CD.
That's F-U-C-K.
Yeah. Hey, you can spell backwards. How do you do that?
I didn't spell. I just said the letters backwards. Who knows? Maybe I am illiterate.
That is spelling. Modern Primitive Punk was a CD off Corporate Punishment Records, and that song was called Dreadful. Before that, New Mexican Disaster Squad, Peace With Nothing was a CD in the title track. Before that, The Tights off a brand new compilation on Cherry Red Records. Aaron wasn't keen on that song, and I thought he'd like it, and I liked it, so.
My Rowena liked it.
The song was called Bad Hearts, and that was off the compilation Punk's Not Dead, 30 Years of Punk. And before that, I'm not sure if this worked, because the CD kind of screwed up. Hurdles do Odio was an MP3, so I'm not sure if we actually heard that. Do you know? I think that screwed up there, so we fixed it. And before that, we had Ki Toloki.
Damn Finnish bands.
I speak Finnish and I can't even read them. Say them. Ki Kotolaki off the Propaganda is Hippies compilation on Kamaset Levitt. They did a song called Maailma Meine Helvitin. Thank you. I think that means the world's going to hell. And we start off the Cooters off the Profane Existence compilation with a song called Krusty.
From Oxford, Mississippi.
Okay, next up is...
Band from Calgary. We had a band from Calgary that we played a while back called Knucklehead. Well, we're going to hear another band from Calgary called The Motherfuckers, and this track is called Bomb the Stampede on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Zoe from the Bayonets, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. such a night. You can see him all right, and he's been expecting you. You can act so aloof, but he's not looking for proof. Every gesture he expects from you, he expects of you. The worst marriage of all, you don't love him at all, and you might even hate him at times. Now you hear what he says, your last alimony check. Now you know this is the last goodbye. The last goodbye. Now it's even unfair. Why do you even care? There are no good times to remember you had. Now he walks out the door. You won't need him anymore. For a moment, you almost feel sad. You almost feel sad.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and that song was called The Last Goodbye. It's The Last Goodbye to who?
Actually, the song was called You Almost Feel Sad.
Okay.
And I almost feel sad that he died. I do feel sad he died. That was Jay Church, and of course, that goes out to Lance Hahn, who just passed away.
Singer of Jay Church.
Yeah, and before that, we had... What do we have before that? Fatality. Yeah, Fatality off the New York State of Mind. We heard Born to Destroy. And before that was Motherfuckers, correct? Yeah. That's it. Three songs.
Are you sure about that? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We only did three songs.
All right.
I'm going to squeeze in this one Halloween tune that I brought.
All right. Yeah, before we go, though, and play Halloween tune, we're going to let you know what's going on Halloween, October 31st at the Cobalt. We got a show with Bison and China Creeps, Eastside Death Squad, and the Cryptos. But if you want to go to the Halloween cover band show tonight at the Cobalt, we got the Ramores doing the Ramones. We got Denim Demons doing Turbo Negro. And we got Shake Appeal doing the Stooges. Next Friday and Saturday in Montreal, this is a big festival. I'd probably like to go to this one. I think Andy might like to go to a Vorning from Montreal. It's happening at the Saints, 30 St. Catherine Street West. Hey, if you're going to Montreal next week or anyway, by there, you might want to check that out because it's a festival, two nights, the second and the third. It's got War Cry, an FC Broken, Career Suicide, Caustic Christ. Meanwhile, World Burns to Death, Born Dead Icons, Complications, Thought Crimes, the Conversers, the Omegas, Bombed Out, Man the Conveyors, After the Bombs, and Egg Hast. So, I guess
you can pronounce that one because they had the weird writing on it.
Yeah, you try it.
No, thanks. I know it's that weird.
Okay, so.
Writing.
Yeah, so yeah, like I said, that starts November 2nd. November 2nd here in town, we got Nardwar, the Human Serviettes, 20 year anniversary of being on the radio here on CITR. So, yes, it's Nardwar, the Human Serviettes. Presents the Evaporators, his band, the Transmitters, Pack, Kid Cordine, and this is an all-ages gig. It's free. It starts at 7:19 p.m. And afterwards, get yourself over to the Anza Club to catch Knucklehead and the Sound City Hooligans, which will be really cool. Yeah, we had Knucklehead earlier on the show. So, yes, have a safe Halloween, everybody. If you'd like to download the podcast for this show, it should be ready in a little while at www.citr.ca. Check out our playlist at www.streetpunkradio.com. We're going to leave you with a Halloween track with none other than the Misfits.
Doing the classic Monster Mash on CITR.
All right.
Jeff is up there for Power Chord waiting, so let's go.
Power Chord up next.
Good evening. Ha, ha, ha. I was walking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. My monster from its lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash from my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom with a vampire. Get a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
They caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all the diggings
sound. Igor unchained, back by his big pound. The coffin baggers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Keeper 5. They played the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the Monster Mash. Out of his coffin, Drax voiced the ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid, shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twin? It's now the Monster Mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, that's a part of the band. My Monster Mash is a hit in the land. For you, the living, this match is meant to. When you get to my door, tell them all they said. Then you can Monster Mash. And not a graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Yeah, you can Monster Mash.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the Kiss Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Hey, welcome to Power Card here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff Sain for this week's edition of the show. Got tons of old stuff and new stuff to play today. I'm going to play some of the bands I'm playing tonight at the Balmoral. Thine Eyes Bleed, Gross Misconduct, and Sound of the Swarm I'm playing today. So try to go check that out. Anyways, I'm going to go on with some older stuff. Well, not old, but maybe a year ago. This is Keep Off Klassen, one of my favorite bands of all time. Gonna play you the title track of the album called Armada. This is Keep Off Klassen here on CITR 101.9.